unstructured play is so important for a child's development. We know that from the research, and that's without electronic distractions. I'm not talking about, you know, going out and playing in the backyard with a device in both hands.
Right.
That's not...
It kind of defeats the purpose. Don't do that.
It really does. And yet so many kids in America are really hardly getting any playtime and certainly very little physical activity. In addition to what you notice with your cousin, obviously, you know, you speak to a lot of moms around the country. What are you hearing from other parents about this issue?
You know, and then they also, parents will say, but my kid will come back to me and they'll say, but mom, dad, I don't know what to do. You know, and that's,
oh, yeah.
You hear that over and over. I don't know what to do. I'm bored. Tell me what to do. And that's actually also the advantage of if your child is able to play by themselves and they're used to that, guess what? They rely on themselves. They figure out, oh, let's play this. Let's imagine this. Let's role play this. And they don't have to ask you about every single decision and what that turns into. You know, a child who I remember setting up store. You know, I was an only child, so I didn't have that many kids to play with all the time. I remember setting up store in my mom and dad's master bedroom, and I put out all these little items, and I'd get out a little pretend cash register. And for some reason, I thought the name Laura Montgomery sounded really cool, so I was always Laura Montgomery. And I'd pretend to tend to store. And what does that help me do later when I'm an adult? Well, I don't tend to store very well, but it helps you to realize, oh, this is how you might run a business, or this is how you might interact with customers. And you're learning that all by yourself, you know. And I think kids today, since we as parents, we are too involved. We say, play this for 10 minutes. Now play this for another 3 minutes. Now we're going to soccer. Now we're going to, you know, eat. And now we're going to watch TV for 2 hours. And now you're going to sleep. And our children are not used to making any decisions for themselves. And they turn into adults that look around and say, like, what am I supposed to do now? And you want children who grow up into adults who say, I know what to do with this time. I've got a million ideas, you know, of what to do with this time that are creative, imaginative. So it's really important that we don't get our fingers in it as parents. We still want to, the helicopter parent, we want to make sure everything is managed and to be able to say, you know what? I don't care what you do. Just don't get yourself in trouble and come back in an hour, you know. And obviously you're doing that in a safe way. But many times we are the ones that are too involved.